This is KUT. This week, we're partnering with Hospice Austin and StoryCorps to hear stories of loss from people who've died and people who've lost someone close to them. Today, we hear from Jan Phillips. She's a grief therapist for Hospice Austin. Before coming to work for Hospice, Jan lost both her husband and her son. She's interviewed here by her friend and colleague, Nancy McCraney.
So tell me about your husband. What was his name?
His name is Marty.
Marty, and what did he look like?
Oh gosh, he's 6'2". Blonde and blue-eyed.
Mm.
Norwegian, so he had a red beard.
Oh, wow.
That he could grow like ZZ Top, so he had great facial hair.
Yeah.
Not typical for a blonde.
Yes.
But typical for Norwegians.
Uh-huh.
And he was just, he's an Army brat as well, so we had that in common. And I think that really helped us as he went away for months at a time as a sailor on his ship, that I could be by myself and, you know, we were okay. And so he was funny. Smart. And I called him my American Express card. I wouldn't leave home without him because all over the world, Marty had friends.
Uh-huh.
Marty has friends. I think there are probably still a couple of bottles of scotch in Japan with his name on them behind the bar because that's how they did it. And he just had people anywhere he went.
Would you say he was the love of your life?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Yeah, we got along so well. Had a wonderful marriage.
Well, tell me about Ian.
Ian was a second love of my life.
Yeah.
He's a beautiful child. Bright blue eyes like his dad. Sense of humor, funny, very bright child. Very athletic child. My dad used to call him a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Ian had a finger in everything. So he played sports, he played music, he read, he wrote, he just loved to travel. He was killed when he was 17 and a half. And I would wonder who he would have become.
Yeah.
The man he would have been.
With all those gifts.
Yes.
And interests. Yeah.
And where he was headed, he had plans. And that was the thing. He was always looking forward for the future.
And he was on a school trip. Is that right?
He was on a people, actually it was People to People International. There.
Oh, okay.
An organization Dwight Eisenhower started. And his idea with kids was that would bridge the gap between countries.
Yeah.
The children would always make friends. And he was working in New Zealand.
And he died in an accident,
He
right?
did. He died in an accident.
Did Marty die suddenly?
No, actually, he got a very rare blood disorder.
Okay.
And ended up with acute myelogenic leukemia.
Okay. If Marty and Ian were sitting here with us, what would you say to them right now?
Oh, I love you.
Mm.
And thank you. You know, I had a fabulous life with them. We were happy. We were adventurous. We were connected. Yeah, there were typical things that happened in all families.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, but it was just such a joy to be married to Marty and to be mother to Ian.
Mm.
Just a joy. And I wouldn't trade it for the world.
That was Jan Phillips speaking with Nancy McCraney about the deaths of her husband and son. That story was produced by KUT's Michael Lee. To hear more in this series, go to KUT.org.